Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Full Taker, the Full Taker.
I'm just trying to be that
it.
Staying focused so my mind is free.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow come down,
it might be too soon.
Too soon.
I want the boom in the back of the truck. Ain't nothing the matter with a good dude having a buck. With that on my mind, I'm on the grind. It's pain.
We break it down in these three ways.
Yeah. These days, I travel the maze like Frank Beverly. To the east, looking for pieces of a better me. Responsibility of my man, felony, fellow me. Celebrity status, make them think I got celery. Hell, and I do sometimes. Still, sunshine ain't even all day.
Yeah.
The life of a baller ain't even all play. I stack them so the chips fall where they must. I ain't far from a Benz, a dude on the bus. Even when I don't have enough, still in God I trust. Said, baby, you're a star. Said, I'm on the cusp. See, the jiggiest of stars become dust. And one love become lust for the papers. Had to gas, now that gas became vapors. Tricked the cash on ice, should've had acres. Now your empire fell like the Lakers. So you're talking to your maker. It's the nature of the business. They're giving niggas inches, taking miles and mules. It's the wildest rules. I'm trying to walk in the blacks in the proudest shoes. Making music that the crowd can use.
Your hotter days in your life go day.
With sunshine and shade.
That's it.
Tend the window grades and Kool-Aid.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow comes now,
that might be too soon.
Too soon.
I want 24 plus on these. Put the Pinto engine and the bus on these.
I get that first class seat to escape the day.
We break it down in these three ways.
Check the life, I got that antidote. Cantaloupe scent bent back in the sunroom froze. Put your flick on pause.
Pop a cork,
no occasion niggas just because. I'm celebrating for a hell of a day. Get these Barbie fillets on hot charcoal tracks. So black, dark old Pico train blazing back. We them freedom fight kids are gonna ball and raise fists. If y'all down for the struggle, come on, y'all resist. Everyday script, I exercise chick. 16 on the bar, I exercise speak. It's been a long time, long hours on the map. While y'all stand on the cornerstone like Chris Matt. Kiss back, watch your time.
Wrist back,
every second count, but just finish this lap. You gamble on your life like casino slots. The cash out and still walk with a knot.
Yo, how the days of your life goes,
man. I'm just holding my head.
That's it.
Shit, I'm also trying to hold this bread.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow comes now,
it may be too soon.
Too soon.
I furnish the rooms and mortgage on these. See them quitting ass rappers cause a shortage on these. The soul boys of big Illinois get the praise.
We break it down in these three ways.
My mom died from secondhand smoke, so I wish your ass would die from the secondhand rhymes you wrote. Or shall I call them second rhymes written seconds before you enter the booth? Words thrown together with very little truth, and a select few can do it.
True,
you ain't part of them scriptures and got the nerve to feel. You want me out the picture, but I was never in it. I'm the frame around the flick, auditioning in the mouth for your dame around my dick. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Workmatic, one of L.I.'s finest, and this is... filled with bad minutes and good hours and good months and bad years. And with my peers who struggle to juggle the shit.
Yeah.
Family life and the music game
don't
easily fit. My lady wants me home saying rap tours, free rap wars and scores and scandal. Even more than we can handle. Sometimes some rhymes say supply currency to save the day. Can't turn it away cause we out to find treasures way beyond our measures. So baby don't pow,
don't pow. De La Soul, I turn it out, don't pout. Common sense, I turn it out, don't pout.
Feels like turn the greens to chitlin'. Cornbread, mac and cheese, fried chicken. Food for the soul, getting cooked in the kitchen. Do it for the consumer that really wanna listen. No time for sleep, both vibe twitching. Everybody's fed up, too tired, Michelin. Rappers got cool hooks, weak lines, fishing. Most rap artists lack vision. Only see as far as tomorrow. While they looking for a solid cabal, they rappers still wanna end up at prison. It's no lie, no chauffeur, they not driven. Know not a go-getter, but somehow the gift's given. I do it my way instead of trying to switch with them or be like them. So I'm knowing I don't fit in, I don't follow. If you're gonna ride with me, get in. What I'm doing's important, like civil rights it is. I don't freestyle, but damn, I'm nice written. Expand your mind, you'll be like, damn, this guy's spitting like, But I've been with it, polar. Me and the industry was like lovers. Put nothing above her. But we're growing apart as I get older. Now I found a niche, sink my teeth in, molar. I'm eating and I'm seen with the big star, Solar. I came a long way, sought a couple cats. Now it's like I am a force to be reckoned with, Yoda. I gotta shake it up a little bit. I kept it bottled up, now it's time to blow like cola. Knew I had it in me since my mom pushed my stroller. Saving money trying to pick up a MIDI controller, a sample of something. Sample the jam, started rambling something. Ran with it, moved across the land with it. Then I met my mellow, my man with it. And created a master plan with it. Sometimes I hate it, but at the moment I'm glad I am in it. It's cool to be something other than just a fan in it. Like, you can hear, to forgive divine if you can, you can err, cause to err is human, but to her is booming, rap night and shining drama, you can call me sir, or if you really in your feelings, you can call me worse, Louis bag, soft nigga, that's a purse, you're floundering, in need of counseling, and you can call me first, just dress up and pay me, dog. Think of it as church, then buy my audio book, think of it as merch, let Tate play Jay, and while the beat is banging, just give me a solid bob, think of it as clerks, I really hate to be so terse, but it ain't too many niggas this brave who can ride that wave. You a slave to my rhythm, surf's up, call a hearse up, we body it and blazing the trail. No! Freelance, pay me as well. I love laptop goons, y'all be thugging it in HTML. But if you think you messing with this, you crazy as hell. Like,
you never heard before.
My mind shine bright, right? Halogens, this world ain't real. Holograms, I feel so ill. I'm a spaz, he who laughs last, just last, last. Funny style ninjas, I hit him with a side splitter. Knee slapper, need to see a doctor after, prior to Kennedy. Knock, knock, your mama let me in. Stand up, improv, no plans, but I got the girls giggling. Get the big laughs where they breath stay jiggling. White jokes, I say them to my ninja friends. Black jokes that you can never say again. Hey, my man don't ever heckle me. I got a heckler in cash if the crowd disrespecting me. Look, yo, I got the pros checking me. He who laughs last, laughs loudest.
Rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off. A mic of four walls, ready to blast off. A two-brick rhythm, topping the glass off. Don't give me no drama, please. Divine comedies, rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off. A mic of four walls, ready to blast off. A two-brick rhythm.
humor, topping the glass off. Don't give me no drama, please. Divine comedy,
standing in the spotlight, never feel stage fright. 5 minutes or less, but still I get paid right. Laughs are like heroin, mainlining higher than I ever been. Headlining flyer than I ever been. Yeah, I've been funny ever since I touched down. No class, so class clown. My stories is real life, relates to the jokes. It's how you feel, right? I'm so silly but real, right? You can't say it, but I can say it and mean it. When you say it means nothing, but I convey it with meaning. All day daydreaming, all night fast life. Your material's boring, you bombing, baby, pass the mic. And let me get him on my side. Chicks dig a funny guy, get him in my ride. Tears of a clown, after tears I'm going high. He who laughs loudest, right?
Rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off. A mic of four walls, ready to blast off. A two-brick rhythm, topping the glass off. Don't give me no drama, please. Divine comedies, rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off. A mic of four walls, ready to blast off. A two-brick rhythm, topping the glass off. Don't give me no drama, please. Divine comedies.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Lyra Jones, holding it down for the real artists worldwide. And I'm listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine Michelle. Yeah.
Thank you. dumb, skinny pants, rap game done. My vice stuck down when you see the guards come. Open your mind, recline, watch how divine rhyme. Tired of the lies, they turn, should be hog tied. It ain't where you from, it's where you at, we everywhere. From East New York to LAX, the guards never scared. It's hard work to keep the show on the road. They do whatever for the cheddar, they be selling they soul. They can't move, we keep a foot on they neck. Checkmate, tilt your ting like you finished with chess. They challenge the champ and running high when it's time to dance. It's a suicide mission, they don't stand a chance. Strong as the sun, if you still take a glance. Might go blind, we outshine the average man. Do this for the culture, they can't understand. We move the crowd mind, they attract the dumbest thing.
We gon' pay the punishers, the PRs that's running up. Acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than be with us? What up, bruh? We gon' pay the punishers, the PRs that's running up. Acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than be with us? What up, bruh?
Just watch how we leave them. You have nothing here, don't know where you got your lead from. March to the king's drum, ruler like Shaka. My warriors don't even speak the language of your partners. Drop them if they try to stop us from getting knowledge. You can keep yours, we focus on getting ours. Cowards like snipers and towers trying to surround us. Never ready faces in places that we get down in. Talking about money is power and buying sour. And put away the pain at least for a few hours. They never allow it if money ain't being showered. Seen about and bout it, get decimated to flowers. Cook like taking powder and making it something solid. So we're protected, yeah, if you plan on standing around us. The ones that speaking loudest, they turn out to be the cowards. Organize the power if you wonder what the sound is.
We gon' pay the punishers, the PRs that's running up. Acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than be with us? What up, bruh? We gon' pay the punishers, the PRs that's running up. Acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than be with us? What up, bruh?
Ahead of my time. Nah, I'm a late bloomer. My wife wear bikinis, burning dead hate bloomers. Hate fake rumors, I'm waving to ain't shoot ya. Brain damage to brain bandage, fake tumors. My gun do ya, I won to ya. They sing it to the store, Sun Dula. Put one through ya, shooters. Come a dime, a dozen Duke. I got a dozen dimes, who's losing? You bruising, no rock and roll, but whatever regard smack a nigga. They figured he was beating my bomb zap. Ready for war, I'm lacing my Timbos. Step out, I get mistaken for Kimbo. Your crew bitch get mistaken for bimbos. Hard to fight back with throw straight out the window. A rich bitch with the eight on my waist. I turn it with the money, throw the cake in your face. Brr.
We gon'
King
pay
of
them.
Squares out your circle, we cutting corners. The D's got warrants on strength of informants. I'ma stick the pen in jewels in these notepads. Pray your rappers break bad. Step out of character, thinking he Nazareth. Own our Greek Zeus was outgrown. Two and living in a position to make it known. We flick ass and bypass protocol, we know it all. Here come the lords like it was 9-3. Partially disturbed by the nerves of these clowns who jot down. Fiction like they fit the description won't last around. Your album smell like a dead body in the summer sun. The rhyme roll another one, cause after this the tape is done. So turn your speakers to 10 and blast the blend. Guarantee the shit thump from the intro to end. Hold this until the album drop. We hip hop, baby. Shutter Island crazy. No ifs, ands, no maybes.
No maybes. Certainty. On purpose. This is Erykah Badu, and I've been the host of your CPR blend tape. Brought to you again by the Smoking Section. Core DJs. And UAU music up and up all day. Spreading the frequency of love and joy all over the universe. In the womiverse, around this omniverse. Stay focused, stay you.
On your normal morning, okay, plenty of time. But today you gotta take into account your army of the 12 monkeys factor.
What?
12 monkeys, honey. In case you folks didn't turn on your radio this morning.
It's the army of the 12!
You got Hydra,
Dominion.
Hydra.
On a record?
Dominion.
Army of the 12.
You know you're fucked up right now.
And this is brought to you by The Play.
They don't want it.
Q and 5 Music. MCMI. And the number 12.
GMS, the most menacing. Sickness is the cure and music is the medicine. You are now rocking with the Williams sister tennis swing. Michael Jordan's hang time, B-games we never break. Slightly unsettling how cerebus is severing. Head from spine and time, all nerve endings are deadening. That's how we like to ravage. Even say fight the average cipher in the bill. What I spill, well, it's like the savage. And they say music calms the beast, so call upon your demons, speak tongues to the deceased, and sacrifice your virgins on the dagger of a priest. Quarantine of this contagion can't contain what lies beneath, to say the least.
I am what the Mayan calendar reference. Your presence is the present, I'm gifting you to the essence. Leave deeper than all of you, that's Leviathan excellence. The plague bitch, you represent pestilence personified. MCMI is an entire empire. Prior higher powers ending is dire. Die via electrified barbed wire. Hog tire on fire.
Eyes are sadistic fuck.
Hey bitch, listen up. Okay, obey what we say or decay. Your chapter ended. If I click, clack, and spray, won't be the way. Pack FM admitted. Ain't no way to mend it. You've descended to oblivion. One yourselves, be the 12. This is Hydra's Dominion.
You free.
Codename Battleship, barbaric, no man Patterson, abominable snowman, cold ass 96 below. Hope is when the ever sub demo, no pressure, no suspended you ever gone here. It's the era of the dragon dog, this isn't your year. Y'all ready to walk, get cooked to brand here. Spitting them soft damn rhymes you got in my head, round head rhyme like we were raised by jackals, breaking shackles, made to battle like we're on the 8-6 battle, fearing these gorillas with beef. Then the we have you looking for a bullet to eat? Fall after.
Yo, I'm bipolar.
No, I'm straight schizo.
Niggas in Paris know my shit crazy from the get go.
Walking through my zip code.
Y'all niggas better tiptoe.
Cause my blood flows zip code.
And it flows through my left nose.
I never had to flip code.
Why?
Nigga, I can serve 99.1% pure Heisenberg.
Yeah, bitch. Get your shit broken bad.
Watch your leg fold in half.
Should've listened, told you tap.
I ain't never holding back.
I'm mind blowing.
Turn your brain to a cul-de-sac.
Keep your mind open.
Put your niggas off my path.
Your mind open.
If you wanna make today your last,
come right on in.
Do me a favor, dog.
Okay. Tilt your head down, scrunch your face, close your eyes. Put both hands to your temples, dog, and hold the side. The forward wordplay is reckless. If I'm told to drive, you walk away with whiplash, that shit is no surprise. I make 12-year-old groupies out of much older guys. But otherwise, blow your hand like when the cold arrives. The punchline's deadly as catch, cause while I'm so alive, the crowd salute and horns blow like when a soldier dies. Mech is now my father checking who's next to try. Niggas bugging, you must be chugging that pesticide. You call a victory lap? It's my daily exercise. And what you call the winner's circle where I rest my eyes.
I'll divide the best of five for your demise and redefine just what it means to rhyme. Now it'll seem that me and my team are a little extreme at times.
You better believe it, bitch.
You finally be alive. You out of your league and crying. We'll never leave you dying. You praying for being defiant. You paying by meeting a giant. The most humongous from amongst us at the forefront with the war drum. So we all come with the bum rush. Cowabunga. The war cry, we all cry, we all crush. To your death, sawdust under the tour bus. Filling the chorus, we walk. Cause it's war, cause we walk us, Brooklyn, New York, guys.
Look at him.
Yes, yes, yes. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle. I'm back. It's Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio, and your girl Nadine Michelle is back. It is the Sunday before Christmas, and right about now, y'all, I'm about to go in on my last show of the year. Right now, I'm trying to find some background music so y'all could rock with me, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, another episode of Bodega Fresh is in effect on Six Man Radio. And I hope you guys got your shopping done. I didn't really. All right. I'm trying to get it done, but I should be done by tomorrow. I just got two more people to buy some gifts for. It's going to be a dope Christmas. I'm going to go in on the food. My man is going to be a real fatty, and he knows this. He's going to have to put some extra workout in, you know, because I'm going in. I'm going to get busy for Christmas. Some of y'all say it's Jesus' birthday. Some of y'all say it's a man-made holiday. It's whatever it is to you. It's family time. It's food time. It's giving time. That's what this time of the year is all about. You have to give of yourself in order to receive. And that's what I'm doing with this show today on Bodega Fresh. What I'm giving to you is some dope, fresh hip-hop. I just played 12, which is a real dope track by The Plague, which is Substantial, Hydra, GMS, Mr. Mecca, Pac FM. That was Hydra featuring Dominion, real dope track. My guest tonight is God's Illa, straight out of DMV. You're going to be blessing me with a dope, dope interview. If you like what you've been hearing lately, then you're going to love Godzilla. Like I said, they're out of the DMV area. They're definitely that boom bop hip hop. Boom bap hip hop. Sorry, y'all. I'm a little excited about Christmas. But these are three brothers, Asim, Truth, and Powerful. And they've had the pleasure of performing at the CMJ's, A3C, End of the Week Mike series. They come in number one at the MTV VMA's Best Breakout Group in DC competition. Their latest effort is CPR Blend Tape, which is hosted by none other than the fabulous, wonderful soul queen, Erykah Badu. Yeah, exactly. If they're mixtape is hosted by Erykah Badu, then you already know these three brothers are putting it in. I played Dynamics by them. I also played one of their other joints that's featuring Sean P called Saviors and Punishers. They also have a video to that. Y'all gotta check that out. They are some dope brothers, and I'm gonna get into the interview with them shortly in a few minutes, but if you're checking me out, call me up at 646-478-3599. Let me know what you got going on for the holidays. Let me know what you're loving about Bodega Fresh, because I do this for you. I really do. I do it for me, too, because I love the music that I play. I listen to these fellas. You know, this is why I take such an interest in introducing them to you guys. And if you were with me last night, you know, we interviewed Billy Danz of MOP, which is a really dope interview. They got Raps United Nations going down. They got 18 countries strong. They got like 10 deals for different artists. So definitely, if you guys hear about Raps United Nations out there overseas, get with it, because they're cutting people deals. And if you're doing your thing, they're going to be looking for you. All righty. So let's see what I'm going to get into next. I'm going to get into a little bit more of Godzilla, and I'm also going to play some nice R&B. Let's play a little bit of more of Godzilla. They got this really dope track that's classic. It's like Bahamadia, MC Light, Moni Love. Yeah, exactly. It's called You Don't Have to Be a Star, and it's tonight's special guest, God's Illa, y'all. Here we go. You.
Conversation about a further commitment, but I'm not sure I'm ready. Trying to sow my royal oats. She said, no need for ceremony, let's escape and just elope. One woman for the rest of your life, don't even sound right. I struggle with the notion. She complained about emotions, said we stagnant, not sure what happened. Crying more than laughing, there goes the passion. Meet
a soul diva like Anita, giving me the best that she got, and she a keeper. Grateful for her presence, when I see her, I squeeze her like I ain't seen her in years. Let her make her smile, hate when she shed tears. Do whatever to make her happy, that's my job, I do it gladly. Told her leave if I ain't on my team. Self-preservation, you should know I shall proceed.
Our energy is a witness of this chemistry. I'm sensing, admit it. He knows the feeling's mutual, and that you dig it by design. We collided. Reason is your kindred. If you're willing to spend quality time, you and I share an interest linked to exploring our potential of commitment. This side is required to approach it like some realist, minus any apprehension or attention. Let's grow.
You ain't gotta be a star, but you need a full set of teeth. Keep your sentences complete when we speak. When you see me be discreet, I'm an adversary. Prone to breaking a couple hearts, and I don't sympathize. Slap that H on your back. Keep it trucking, man. Don't get offended, cause I said that we ain't fucking, man. Not on no entry level, I just put a corner pedal. Count me in your car, maybe later when you were star.
Sitting here thinking, I see illuminates, but I can stare without blinking. Beautiful offspring of a deacon. Even after confession, still kept our little secret. She's sporting a smile that's impossible to beef with. Working on this remix that she listens to the weekend. The music keep me gone, so she turning while she's sleeping. And figured that I'm an artist, so torn with this secret creeping. Time is thick convincing, I tell her that she the difference between having a queen and women fighting for attention. Cause steadily working hard, planning these shows abroad. Take a life, so I need you to be my CPR. You ain't gotta be a star.
Yeah. Let me see now, what's the way to say it? I'm trying not to be so damn complicated, but I am, and what a shame, I can't fake it. And if you ain't a problem solver, let's delay it. I'm talking about the meeting, the greeting, that eventually leads to all of the relations. By the look in your eye, you already tasted. What you need to know is I bling without the Jacob. You fine, I'll admit, but for me to take my shine and set it to the side to ride with you, you gotta be official. And when you're in my presence, I want a mission. Saying she ain't the issue, at least not for me. What about you with monogamy? How do you do? Cause apologies give me the blues.
Peace, man. It's your boy Powerful from Godzilla.
This is my semi turtle mind. Peace, peace. This is God of Law Truth, man. One third of the mighty Godzilla. You now rocking with
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio.
Yeah, with our homegirl named Dame Michelle. Peace.
Peace.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle. And on the line, my guest tonight is one of DMV's greatest and up-and-coming groups, Godzilla, featuring Asim, Powerful, and Truth. Say what's up to the people, y'all.
Peace. What's going on? This is my same eternal line. Peace. God, a lot of truth.
This is Powerful Rasheem Mathematics. Peace. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah. Awesome. I want to thank you guys for coming on to Bodega Fresh. My show is about featuring dope artists that are on the scene, independent, grinding and doing their thing and making sure people are aware of you guys. So I was first introduced to you by another dope MC from the DMV area, Substantial. He told me all about you guys, so of course I really had to get you guys on the show. And from what I could see, you guys are really doing it big. So let me start from the beginning. You guys are three actual brothers, correct? Related
right, indeed.
Brothers, not just brothers in the cause.
Actual
brothers.
And
I'm the youngest brother, powerful Rasheem Mathematics, man. I just got the pleasure of rhyming with my older brothers, and the camaraderie helps me out a lot. Like, you know, sparring with your brothers, man, on the mic, so it's always love.
Yeah, man, we actually, man, so as with us being brothers, so this, you know, this, the chemistry is actually innate, man. We sleep together, man. We came up, you know, the head to foot, you know what I'm saying? So as far as the camaraderie and everything, it's a natural progression when it comes to the music. So it's all the brotherhood transcends to the music as well.
And from what I'm reading, it actually didn't begin that way. Like the eldest, which is yourself, Ace, you were in a group already, you know.
Yeah.
You were doing your thing under this label that Substantial started. And then not long after that, that's when Truth followed suit. And then your third brother, I guess you were in Brooklyn at the time, Powerful, and then you guys just decided to come together. What made you decide to finally come together and form Godzilla?
You know, it was natural. It was natural for that to happen, you know, being a part of this culture and actually being brothers, you know. It just was made to happen like that, you know. I took basically that as a challenge when I heard them rhyming and heard, you know, what was going on already, so I just wanted to add on in any way I could, you know, just to be a part of that.
Yeah, well, mainly, Matisse, it's true. As you spoke on it, that's great research you're doing, too. I appreciate the interview skills. But, you know, I was rhyming with Substantial, as I seen, as you did in the research. I seen was rhyming first. I was rhyming as a solo artist. He was rhyming with Substantial and a few other guys. And they stopped rhyming, basically. Substantial went on to keep rhyming, and I moved to New York for a minute with him. We had a group. Everybody in the group, it was like a super group because it was a lot of solo artists within the group. So
right.
Eventually everybody went off to do their solo thing. And I'm like, yo, I'm not that interested in doing solo music. So I came back home, and Ace, you know, I kept hitting Ace with the tapes and Powerful was listening to what was recorded. I'm like, yo, it's time to rhyme, man. What y'all going to do? So we recorded a song or two while we was around 2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, we should have been doing it. We should have been doing it since 98. That's what it felt like, so. It was just
wow.
Brothers coming together and, you know, doing what we do.
Dope. And I'm just really happy to have you guys on the show because I have been listening. And you know what's so, I have a 100% feeling that you guys heard this before. When he first told me about you guys, I didn't know about you. You know, I didn't know you were a group. So when I started, like, searching for you, actually someone else's name came up. From Germany, you know, and I'm like, you know, as I'm looking at him and listening to him, I'm like, all right, he's dope, but this can't be them, you know what I'm saying? I was like, it cannot be them. I was like, Substantial would have said something about Germany or something, you know. I was like, there's no way it can be them, you know. So I just dug deeper, and I was like, this just can't be them. And then when I saw your picture, I was like, okay, this is definitely them. And as soon as I saw DMV, I was like, oh, yeah, these are the brothers right here I need to talk to. But, I mean, did you know about the other guy, and how did the name Godzilla come about? Godzilla, rather.
Shout-out to Substantial, because he was actually one of the first one that came to us with the actual name and proposed it to us. The other guys, we actually found out about them a little later and found out that it was going by another name and it had switched, and Godzilla was kind of like a different moniker or a second name for him. So we kind of like, you know, that was something that came about later on. But as far as our name and the meaning behind it, it was something that, of course, like I said, Substantial came up and proposed to us. And to be honest with you, at first, I was kind of like, Godzilla, because I knew Substantial basically came up with us in his music. So he knows us. That's our brother from another mother. So, I mean, he's been around for years. So, you know, we trust his, you know, his judgment and his, you know, his music, his career thus far. So, when he proposed it, I was kind of like, but then, you know, we thought it over, and it all kind of makes sense. You know, God is iller, and there's nothing iller than God. And being that we are, you know, we were born into the nation, we are, you know, the nation of God, the earth is all, it all made sense. It all came together. So, you know, and in the end, it all, you know, what all comes to is the music, you know, the music that comes about. So, with the, that makes the name, that makes them push the force behind the name. So,
it all came, it all made sense, because we bring that kind of force when we hit the scene or when we hit the stage or whatever arena we step in, that's the presence we bring, and it's a grand presence. So Godzilla's pretty fitting in that sense.
Yeah. I love the name. In fact, when I saw the other guy, I was like, nah, this can't be him. Because even, like, the way it's pronounced, when you guys pronounce it, it's Godzilla, not Godzilla, the way his name was pronounced. In fact, he had to change his name.
Exactly.
Of the Godzilla people. Like, yeah, you're trying to – did you not learn Pharaoh wants the lesson? Don't fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? So he changed his name to Zilla, something like that. So I knew I was on the wrong track the moment I saw him. And, you know, not to disrespect him. I'm sure he's doing his thing. He's big out there in Germany and everything. But, yeah, when you guys found out about him, but then he had to change his name, so it really didn't matter. So I feel like your path is actually meant to be, because whenever you join forces like that and it's a natural feeling of what you're doing, and then all the powers seem to align to lead you to the next step and keep your progress growing and moving further. So I love the name, and I love the reference to Godzilla, because basically he is. I mean, everything I do in this life and every moment of this day, even talking to you now, I always feel like it's always faith and it's always meant to be, you know. So with you being in the Nation of Gods and Earths, I mean, did that have a lot to do with what you rap about and what you speak on in your music?
Well, we was actually blessed enough to be born into the Nation of the mm-hmm. Gods and the Earth. So it's embedded in our culture. So it is us. It's a reflection of us and what our father taught us and the way our mother raised us via the lesson and how we came up. So it definitely is a reflection of us. We live out mathematics, so it's definitely a reflection. We can't help but write it. We can't help but live it because it's embedded in us. So, yes, indeed, that answers your question 100%. It's a reflection in our music.
That's a beautiful thing. I really, really love it. So tell me more about the DMV area and the whole hip-hop scene there. Like, how is it?
Well, it's actually, it's the best. It's the best that I've seen it. You know, we still a lot of work to do. We still got a bigger, greater presence to make. But as of now, I'm satisfied with the music that's coming out of it. You know, of course, we got a lot of getting better to do. But it's a lot of artists that's actually making music that's true to themselves right now, and it's at the best time that I've seen it in the time that I've been in. This is saying this to Elder, speaking from my experience and being out here. People are starting to come into their own in this area, so you're starting to see a lot more respectable MCs, people that are really speaking their true lives versus, you know, trying to, you know, mimic other artists or mimic another sound. So it's definitely, a good space in my opinion. Still, like I said, we still got a long way to go. But as long as we, everybody steady, steady on their path and continue to, make good music, we don't got no, we're going to do nothing but progress.
Right, right. So with hip-hop in the state that it is now and how it's grown and stretched to all kinds of different elements and genres, really, I mean, because I grew up in that, I grew up with it. I saw it begin, and I see it where it is now. So a lot of people are very disenchanted, especially to me, like true hip-hop historians and people that love the craft. They're very disenchanted with the way, the path that is taken, especially the corporate path, you know. How do you see hip-hop now? And I like to get an answer from each of you.
You might not want to ask truth. I mean, I guess I go first so they can brighten it up. But
okay.
I have I'm only get passionate about two things. I'm pretty indifferent about most, and that's hip-hop and jazz football. So hip-hop, I got a friend of mine. We was talking about hip-hop fell off in the 2000s. People got away with murder
mm-hmm.
2000 to 2010. And it came back. It bounced back. I remember Nas called hip-hop was dead, and there was no real argument. I think that argument kind of brought a lot of hip-hop back to life. I think we got mm-hmm. options. So hip-hop is still out there. But what they playing on the radio and what we pushing off as progressive hip-hop and just it's changing, that's not hip-hop. They're losing too many elements to call it hip-hop. I think we should change it, call it hip-hop, R&B something. But it's no longer hip-hop. When you say, it's like super watered down. But it's still dope artists. I don't really get into that because I can't. We go for the artists that, you know, I'm still listening to the hip-hop artists. I'm listening to Rhapsody. I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar. I'm listening to the new talent that come out. But what they watering down and what they feeding the children was being played on the radio and television, that's an agenda. That's not hip-hop. It's not following the rules and guidelines of hip-hop. It's too far left, so I can't respect it. I mean, it's still hip-hop out there.
Totally agree with you there. I totally agree with you. Next.
This I say, I think basically, man, we lacking a balance. It's starting to creep back into the mainstream slowly but surely. With certain artists who are, you know, like I said, being true to who they are and still making an impact. But it's still a lot. It's still an imbalance, and we need that balance. If not for anything, for the children. Because as adults, we still have the ability to discern, you know, what's good music and what's wholesome, or what's actually true music. You know, we know that we're not to follow, but the children have a greater task and actually knowing what's true music. So that's the biggest thing for me. The biggest thing as far as the music and the commercial music is the influence that it has on the children, and nobody seems to take that responsibility. So I think without having a major issue with it, because I'm able to discern what's real and what's not, I'm looking for more of a balance. So that's what we strive to bring, and that's the type of artist that I listen to and really truly pay attention to and, you know, hold true to heart, is those artists that are actually being true to themselves and telling the story of our time. You know, a lot of other stuff is just, you're here for the day, a whole lot of partying and bullshit, as Biggie would say. But I'm really paying attention to those artists that are really the historians. Like my man YU said, man, we are actually responsible for telling the stories. We're actually responsible for writing history, because when our children grow up and they actually listen to us, God forbid, you know, they listen to us, we got to be able to tell what was going on at that time. We can't just be telling what was the latest styles or what was the latest liquor going on at that time. I mean, although that's going to be out there, we also got to have something of, you know, of substance to tell these children, or something for them to refer to.
I'm totally agreeing with that as well. And then, Powerful, did you respond?
Yeah,
yet?
I just, let me see. I feel like, it's lacking a little balance. It's definitely lacking, not even a little balance, it's lacking a lot of balance, you know. Piggyback on what they were saying, everything they were saying was true, was right and exact. And at the same time, we bring the balance. So as long as we continue to make music and create change, it'll be all right, you know. Like the yin and the yang, man, it's always going to be that. It's always going to be that. But at the same time, it's going to be people like ourselves trying to bring that balance, you know. And that's all I want to, you know, continue to do, have fun at the same time, you know, and live life, you know.
Yeah. I definitely agree a lot with Truth's response about hip-hop. It should be a little segregated, because there's so many forms of it, like rock and roll. There's soft rock, you know, and there's all kinds of different rock. There's pop rock. So now I feel like hip-hop is on that, too. There's, like, there's the youngins with the hip-hop, the hip-hop, like you said, you know, and then there's, like, this other genre. I don't even know what to call it, trash hop, I don't know, because, right, I mean, some of the things that they're allowed to say and speak, I'm just baffled sometimes. Because when I was younger, you know, if you even repeated someone else's rhyme or line, that was cause for dismissal. Like, oh,
see,
the person is
see.
Completely biting a rhyme. Get out of here with that trash, you know?
Well,
now it's like everyday game. Like, it's the thing to do, you know? And I'm just kind of disappointed in that, you know? I don't even know when that started happening, but, you know, like that whole change and the whole shift on what was okay and not okay. Like, to me, hip-hop was always like a message from the streets, from the hood, from the people in their individual hoods and what was going on there. You know, like back in the day when the slaves sang the Negro spirituals, they were just singing for singing. They were sending a message, hey, don't come down this river. You know what I mean? I felt like that's what hip-hop was when I first started listening to it. And, yeah, there was also party hop, but that's how different and widespread hip-hop was, you know? So
yeah, the money happened. The money happened, though. This is such a Jay-Z. All respect to you. He's definitely a top 10, but I think most of the people that's out today
all of them came up with Jay-Z as their idol. So they all got Jay-Z mannerisms, they got his conversational flow, and they also got his topics. Like, everybody who's in the limelight, they were influenced by Jay-Z. When I heard Kendrick, you can tell Kendrick had multiple influences, multiple styles, because that's what the MC do. We do borrow styles. We do look to other artists, but we don't fight. You know what I mean? And I just think a lot of artists out today that's popping, they all sons of Jay-Z. And I don't know what the future is going to hold. We're going to have grandsons of Jay-Z. But Jay-Z is great. Don't take nothing from him. It's not his fault that he was so successful. But I just think artists should take another path and look at, you know, you should be able to look at 100 rappers and take style.
Yeah.
Oh, Dirk had a style. Noriega had a style. BMX had a style. You know, everybody had a style. But I think because Jay-Z was so successful, that's the blueprint for success. And that's what these kids and these rappers are doing right now. And it's irritating.
And I really wish they would kind of, like, go even further than just, you know, Jay-Z. I know, like, Jay-Z to them is, like, what Rakim is to me. You know what I'm saying? So if they could even step back and do more study on the craft, I think that that could even change their flow and their view of the music. But they don't even go that further back. To them, that's just, like, that is old school. Right? I remember when somebody first said, and it was like, I think it was my niece and nephew. It was her 16th birthday. This was like almost maybe a decade ago now. We're in 2013, so 2003. She was like, yeah, make sure the rapper plays some old school. And I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. She's like, yeah, like some Biggie, right? I was like, hold on. What'd you just say? Right? She was like, you know, Biggie, you know, first Jay-Z joins and stuff like that. I was like, I can't believe you just call that old school. I don't know what to say right now to you. You know what I mean? But it is old school to them because they were kids when that came out. So, I mean, it's just like anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You definitely got to take that into regard when you're talking about the younger children. That old school is like way after, it's after the golden era. So, you know, it's different than that. So that's the thing that keep me at bay when you're talking to people. But it's people that came up and experienced the golden age that's still, you know, more tailored to, you know, the ignorance or the commercial. And those are the people that, you know, promote that. So it's different, you know, it's a different generation, different realms, but history rewards best most research, so that's key.
That is key. Who are some of your influences that influence your style and your love for hip hop? I know there's probably a few, but
Rakim, Wu Tang, Brand Nubian, Ice Cube. I mean, we came up, and one thing about being in the us growing up in Maryland, speaking from the truth of myself, we're in the middle. So we had, our influences came from up top as well as down south, you know, Scarface, you know what I'm saying? We were listening to all of that. And all of them had some type of influence on, you know, on the MCs that we are today, not necessarily in the sense that we mimic them or something, but we got all those experiences of what they talked about, what was real to them. Because a lot of that stuff that matters today didn't matter then. It was all about you having talent and you being able to perfect that talent and having a style, so... It's a lot of MCs, but I like a lot of off-brand MCs. I like MCs who are orthodox. It's the Dot X's, Old Dirty, Prodigy of Mar, Deep, Buckshot. Like, you know, people who got their own, when you say their name, you picture them or you picture a certain style. You don't picture nobody else. But, you know, Andre 3000, Outkast, and it goes on and on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Powerful got a whole different one.
Let me see, OGC, J. Lou the Damager, Grave Diggers,
wow.
All that, man. My man Lord Have Mercy used to get busy.
Yes.
Bad Man. You know, it's a lot of legends that I pay homage to, man. And you know, I like to study lyrics, you know, I like to study whoever, you feel me? Like J. Electronica just had something that was popping new, you feel me? Like, even a lot of new people, you know, you could be inspired by even the tracks that come out. Because you could be like, dang, I can't believe that. I can't believe this dude just did this, man. I got to go extra hard now.
I
Oh my God.
But I'm inspired by a lot of people, man.
Yeah. So I'm gonna jump into your latest effort that you have right now, the CPR Blend Tape, which is hosted by the wonderful and fabulous DJ Lowdown Loretta Brown, a.k.a. Erykah Badu. How did that come about where you had Erykah Badu host your mixtape? I think that's, like, the dopest thing.
Well, there's a couple of stories to this. She told a story on a Blend Tape, actually, but in short, it came about from a partnership. We actually got a link with the Core DJs, one of the biggest DJ organizations in the nation. We linked with them via video release party we threw out here in D.C. because we also, on top of being artists, we also do, you know, throw events out here. We've been throwing an open mic out here for the last 2.5 years in D.C. every week. And it's kind of like a hub for all the artists that are in the city and even outside of the city that come here. So we had the pleasure of doing something with DJ Heat out here in D.C., and she's a Core DJ. She invited Tony Neal, who's the head of Core DJs. He came. We ended up doing, you know, down the road doing a partnership with them. A couple months after that, Erykah Badu or DJ Lowdown Loretta Brown decided that she was going to actually start pursuing her inner B-girl and start DJing, so she joined the Core DJs. So it's kind of like a 1+1=2 thing. We were their first artists. She joined, and that was one of our first, people that we were dealing with, one of our managers, Rip, actually, you know, reached out and was like, you know, see if she would host the Blend Tape. Because we were already working on the Blend Tape at that point. We were real deep into it, just, you know, recording songs and, you know, getting things together. And I reached out to her, and she was like, yeah. You know, she was down with it. But then fast forward, you know, 2 or 3 months after that, you know, apparently she had even forgot about we had made that agreement. So, you know, I'm just communicating with her via Twitter and things like that. And then one day she was like, just send me a number. I got her the music. And once we got her the music that we had been working on for the Blend Tape, she listened to it. And then from there she was like, it basically was fate because she enjoyed the music. She was gravitated towards the music. And she was totally in agreement with actually what she, you know, although she didn't totally remember that she told us that she was going to do it, she was like, I'm doing it now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. So from then, you know, that led to us, you know, actually flying out and meeting her out in Atlanta, getting in the studio with her, and she just came through on her word. Real genuine person. Just as genuine as you may see her through her music. She's just as genuine a person. Just sitting in the studio and building with her as she was going through, as we were going through the Blend Tape and going, giving her parts to say on our Blend Tape in the studio, sitting down with Erykah Badu. Like, she's like, what you want me to say? And what you want me to say right here? So it was kind of wild. So shout out to my man Joe D. Shout out to Corey Moe. We actually recorded at Corey Moe's studio. He's actually a legend out there in Texas. He's in Atlanta now. But we linked up at Corey Moe's studio, and the rest is history, actually. And everything else you can really hear on the CPR Blend Tape, because she actually goes through, you know, and, you know, tells the story of how it came about, basically.
Right. That's dope. I mean, when I saw it, I was like, it's hosted by Erykah Badu? Whoa, how they do that? You know what I mean? And Erykah Badu, I mean, to me, Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, while they are singers, they have a deep, deep, hip-hop aura on their music and their sound, which is what makes them stand out so much, you know? That's what I love about those two particular singers and things. So before I let you guys go, because I could talk to you for a while on this topic, of course, like I said, the latest effort, am I correct, is the CPR, the Blend Tape, hosted by Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. And not only that, so every week, tell me about the event that you throw every week in the DMV area and where that takes place.
We host the Up and Up Open Microphone. Up and Up is a company that we established back in 1998. We're a promotional company, so we throw a special event. But we established Open Microphone like in 2004, but we brought it to D.C. in 2009 and have been throwing it weekly on Tuesdays since. So we like 170 shows in. But we do it for the community. As you know, you're from the DMV, just being able to reach out. Now the DMV is almost like a household name you know, different. Up and down the East Coast, people know the DMV. So we was able to feed off that movement because we got artists here, a lot of artists. Like, you know, this the home, you know, this was Billie Holiday and Marvin Gaye used to gig at and Duke Ellington. So that that legacy is still here. So we started an open mic. We used to have it in Baltimore. When we brought it to D.C., it was like, it kind of like, it was like a little shop of horrors. We kept feeding that plant, and that plant just got so huge because the artists, they just come through. So we got, you know, it's an open mic that features all live, so no CDs can be played. That's like the catch. And it features all performing talents. You can be an orator, you can be a poet, you can be a comedian.
You can be a jazz singer.
I mean, yeah, singer, everything. We put them on stage, so. As you see the talent in D.C., man, so we can't take too much credit for that. We just host it. We put it on. We put it together. But the talent is really the artists in D.C. We just happen to be, you know, artists that host other artists. So it's a blessing. We like to thank everybody who's somebody in D.C., anybody who performs, because we let them all on our stage. If you're ever in D.C., you got an open invitation.
Oh, definitely. If I'm ever in D.C., you guys are the first one I'm call you right away. I'm gonna call. I seem like I'm coming to DC. What should I do? So I definitely appreciate this interview, fellas. I am definitely honored to have you on my show. I love what you're doing. I'm so happy that you're on the scene doing beautiful music, really focusing the craft of hip hop and uplifting it and holding on your shoulders. And don't hang up. Because I'm going to get a drop from you before we let you go. It's Bodega Fresh, your girl Nadine Michelle on Six Man Radio. We're going to get into some music from Godzilla, and we'll be right back.
There you approach my brothers in tow. I move like a king, so salute when you walk by like I'm Akeem. You come into D.C. with no faking allowed, PG specifically. You had to be up on your white keys. Now these youngins win scenes like I cannot believe. I guess it's all for them though. We mentality, no Nintendo. Essential for us to uplift though. Juggie wanna ride with a 745 on Black Dio. She real enough to ride around with me though. Vibe with a Gio. Only Godzilla CZ though. So don't be trying to twist my shit to Neo. Y'all go ahead and clap. We brought hip hop back. Meet Repo. No bookies at this shit popped on the street, yo. Power to the people. Cut the electric last week though. I need to get this money for the Nico. Different than 95%.
Promote your conscience over nonsense. Rhyme like a clock with no hands. Straight timeless. Blow your speakers with action words. The verbals is phenomenal. This comes straight from the abdominal. My gut feeling. Chilling like milk and gives top billing. That guy, I play villain. I've seen it all and I heard it all too. But we're not speaking words, cause that's never what we do. Respect earned, respect lost, respect boss, no raws, all truth, no lie, the proof is in my eye, all my actions, my passion, like deep up in the track I'm on. Next up is your sister, she just love it when she up perform. I'm not sure, is it me or the limelight? It's nothing she won't do, she treat me like her Klondike. I'm so cold, freeze up my enemies with chemistry like fucking night. Bet you all often gotta wonder like how the blind man play the keys. And you can do shit, but you can hear and you can see.
Powerful.
I'm never unprepared, I stay alert. Nothing is easy, every day you gotta put in work. Every step I take and move I make, it seem like they want me to break. But I won't fold, they shy, I'm bold. They hot, I'm cold, we the opposite, you already know. I need total control of my own show. Got a old soul like Nat King Cole. I stay on the go like Movado. They fast with no pass, so I move slow. I do it for the love and they do it for dough. So let's switch it up a little bit, another pace. Everybody rapping nowadays just to get the cake. Patience is the virtue, so I wait. They mean mug while I smile cause I feel great. When it's time to eat, I'm guaranteed to scrape the plate.
Godzilla, the prelude.
God, fuck. You can check my resume, man, I'm certified. Yup, you can put them high up. Nobody can practice this, man. I can be your first pick long before the second interview. Third LP's a 4 out of 5 minimum. Even with short pockets, stood taller than a sentinel. Drive is uncanny, not your average individual. Think I graduated from the Xavier Institute. A school of hard knocks where I took my classes. Where I got my master of ceremony tactics. My boy Rikers, he just taught me to make only classics. You may know me as this educator and a vocalist. Who the hell you know the team player and a soloist? Can dress to impress, but I'm fly when I'm plain. Too thorough, if I quit, you would hire me again. So fire room to be lame, I'll come for what's mine. Work around that clock so I can keep up with the time. Since elementary, I flip the dub from a dime. While they get the pink slip, I get the dub for you now. Yeah, can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm qualified. Yeah, why would I lie, bro? Nobody get pressed. This man behind my for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm certified. Yup, you can put them high up. Nobody gets practices. This man behind me. I'm the man for the job, while these slackers do jobs for the man, knowing that it blows. Sometimes it's involved in their hands, they got really hoes. Don't you want a person with integrity, setting goals, tailing for success? You can measure me on my accolades and my skills in the field of rhyme. Future so bright, man, for real, have you feeling blind? Plotting dark, topping while I deal, and I'm killing time. Skills getting better, but they still ain't as ill as mine. Don't take my word, get some references to check up with. You could call the guard, you wait, you with who they represent. Holla at Artie, make the beat that I meddle with. A tone and pack FM because my fam is still extended. Trick, call my peeps, market Z, if you want that better shit. Me and my brethren stick together like a parentist. Call cool, hurting, busy beat. I ain't ever get, but here's a quick reminder just in case it still ain't evident. Yo, can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm qualified. Yup, why would I lie, bro? Nobody get aggressive. Can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm certified. Yup, you can put them high up. Nobody get aggressive. This man behind me. Check my references. Hey. Check my references. Hey. Check my references.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, that was Check My Resume by Substantial, also out of the DMV area. I'm going to give a really great and fabulous and thankful shout out to the DMV's area, Godzilla. They really graced me with a dope interview, y'all. You got to check their blend tape out. It's called the CPR blend tape. They got a band camp. You can get it on there. It's a really dope. It's hosted by none other than Erica Basu, DJ Loretta, Lowdown Loretta Brown. That's who she is. That's her DJ name. It's really dope. And some of the songs I played, I know y'all like because I definitely like them, especially that joint with Bahamadia, Moni Love, and MC Light. And that's a dope song. That's called You Don't Have to Be a Star. That's dope. I played Got Y'all. That was dope. Really beautiful samples in there. I mean, like, really dope music. I'm not going front. I wouldn't feature them if I didn't really like them like that. I love the music that they're putting out, and you're going to love it too, so definitely cop it. They've been doing their thing, you know? They definitely were at the A3C this year. You guys were down in Atlanta. They've done the CMJ Showcase. End of the week Mike series. They've been doing their thing, and they're going to be traveling a lot, probably to a city near you, but definitely overseas. I see them blowing up overseas because they got some dope music coming out. So definitely look out for them, you guys. And this is like my last show of the year, but the next show will be January 6th. It's going to be really dope. I'm going to have the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble coming on. Yes! I know some of you know what I'm talking about already, but let me just put you on to game. These are 8 brothers from the Chicago area that grew up in the jazz music. Their father was a big influence on them, and he's also out of the Chicago area. I'll tell you more about it on January 6, 2013. That'll be my next show. Yes, it'll be 2013. Can you guys believe that? I know I can't. As you can see, or as you can hear, I'm a little stuffy, but that's not going to stop me from bringing you guys great music. And my bi-monthly series is going to continue in the new year. I'm going to be bringing you guys dope artists, just really people that I love listening to and love collecting, people that you're not going to hear on the radio or be told about. These are just the kind of artists I'm going to be bringing to you. So there's so many different people out there. There's Ray Six. There's Ness from the ALX. He's doing his thing where we get money. You know, if you're in Brooklyn on Friday, December 28th, they're going to have a 90s salute to hip-hop, the Underground series. It's going to be Polyrhythmatics, Mr. Pawnee B, Mr. Complex, Shabam Sadiq, and hopefully DJ Spinner. It's going to be the Juggernauts. Who else is going to be? It's going to be mad people there. Gene Gray is going to be there. It's going to be dope. It's going to be Public Assembly. I think the tickets are $15. Public Assembly, you guys, in Williamsburg. I'll definitely be there holding it down for Bodega Fresh and Six Man Radio. I even think the Bad Seed is going to be there because he was also in that hip-hop 90s era on the Underground doing his thing, too. So if you're in Brooklyn, that's this Friday, the 28th, come through. It's going to be dope. It's going to be the end of the year. It's going to be fabulous. So I'm going to be leaving you guys with some more great music. I'm going to get a little bit into the R&B and take y'all out with that. But I want to thank you guys for listening to my show. It's a great journey, and I'm so glad that you're on it with me. So, yeah, here we go. We're going to get into a little R&B now. All right, so I'll see you guys in the new year. Peace. Friday, if you're in Brooklyn, come through the Public Assembly. Salute to the 90s hip-hop and the Underground era. And Saturday on Six Man Radio, you're going to hear Do It All from Lords of the Underground. That's going to be our last interview of the year, our last show of the year. And come through for that, y'all. Peace out. Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. Yeah.
This is Lalana Martin of Mood Swings, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio with my girl, Nadine Michelle.
Though All basic reasoning, out the window. Ron Brown shit, Eric Sermon style. Like I got kicked off a cloud, Method Man 95. Rap references because you get them all. You even get that I should have said it was 94. Hard place when you wanna still rock through it. Living in my glass house, steady throwing rocks through it. Oh, I never stop feeling the love for ya. I just stop being the one for ya. I think too much overanalyzing everything. Suck. I'm over dramatizing everything, but you're never on the level I'm on unless we're cutting. Lusting, we never argued when thrusting, but then after all, it just turns to dust, brother. Swear I never love another if this really worked out, but this is just like watching fitness infomercials from the couch. Ouch, I know. You're lazy. It's easier to pick a partner less crazy. Much less work, less purpose, less of A to Z. Cause I'm an alpha. Bet it's hard to stay with me. Heart palpitations do still occur though. You and me some Merlot. Situation blur so much. I be thinking that this shit could actually work again. It's even nice to have you back in my world as my friend. Hey, sometimes I gotta say it simply. Why? Cause sometimes things are simple. Make it complicated for the whim, B. Cause otherwise we just be faced with all the N-words. Inner child, inner space, inner monologue. We exchange intercourse without a dialogue. Introduce intimate ways to turn our fire off. This thing in us that seeks the spark, light, fire, moth. I still adore you, but you adore me theoretically. So now I gotta shut the door on you, so I can find out who's next for me.
Repeat after me.
You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music. World of music. World of music.
John O.
And this is Priest Forever.
And we are the Gecko Brothers.
And you are listening to Bodega Fresh with Nadine Michelle. This is what you need to be listening to. Get right.
And stay Gecko.
Much to give, and don't know what I'll get. All I know is if you love me, we can make it, baby. I know we can. Yes, I know things have been rough. The going's been rough,
What's about to happen?